اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I'm Mehdi. Ask you to stay tuned. According to Imam Khomeini, the important thing is that Muslims act according to Islam and the Quran. Islam embodies all that relates to the cultivation of human values, as well as matters concerning man's life in this world and the hereafter. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, "The great problem of the Muslims is that they have shelved the Holy Quran and have come together under other banners." Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, now let's listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 16, recited by Shaykh Abu Al-Aynain Shu'aysha. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul man rabbus samawati wal ardi qul قل من رب السماوات والأرض قل الله قل أفتخذتم
خلقوا كخلقه Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. You just listened to Surah Ra'd, verse 16, by Shaykh Abul Aynain Chuaisha. Now we want to analyze this verse in terms of the rules of tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Okay, we have idgham of Nun Sakina into the letter Ra in the phrase مَنْ رَبُّ. As you can clearly see, we don't pronounce the Nun Sakina at all. Instead, the Nun merges into the next letter, which is Ra, and makes it Mushaddad. And of course, this is idgham bila ghunna. This is idgham without nasalization. So we don't nasalize the ra. Mar rabbu samawati wal ard. Now, in the phrase rabbu samawat, we have a sun letter after the alif lam in the word as-samawat. So the lam is not pronounced. Instead, the sun letter becomes mushaddad. On the contrary, in the word al-ard, or the phrase wal-ard, the lam sakina is pronounced because there is a moon letter after the lam sakina. So there's a difference between a sun letter, a moon letter, and a moon letter. A sun letter makes the lam silent, while a moon letter does not make the lam sakina silent. You have to actually pronounce the lam sakina. قُلِ اللَّهِ قُلِ اللَّهِ. The word Allah is pronounced with tarqiq because there is a letter with a kasra before the word Allah. So we don't say قُلِ اللَّهِ. We don't pronounce the lam with taghlil because the letter before the lam of Allah, before the word Allah, has a kasra. It doesn't have a fatha or a dhamma. قُلْ أَفَتَّخَذْتُمْ مِن دُونِهِ. We have إِخْفَى of Nun Sakina, where we get rid of the place of articulation of Nun Sakina first, then we approximate the place of articulation of Dal, which is the letter of إِخْفَى, and at the same time we make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. We have two kinds of mad in this phrase. We have madul munfasil, مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ, and madul muttasil, أَوْلِيَاءَ. So the first one, mad munfasil, you can lengthen it to 2, 4, or 5 vowel counts, while for madul muttasil, you can lengthen it to 4 or 5 vowel counts. لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفعا ولا ضرا. We have idgham of Nun Sakina مع الغنة in the phrase نفعا ولا ضرا. The waw is nasalized because there is a tanween followed by waw, one of the letters of Yamun. Among the 6 letters of Yarmalun, the 4 letters of Yamun have to be nasalized whenever idgham of Nun Sakina takes place into them. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرِ. The sad of basir is pronounced with the lowest level of tafkhim. أَمْ هَلْ تَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورُ. وَالنُّورُ, the noon of nur is pronounced with shatta and ghunna, because noon is a sun letter and makes the noon mushaddad. أم جعلوا لله شركاء خلقوا كخلقه فتشابه الخلق عليهم. We have several qafs, all having tafkhim at different levels. خلقوا, the qaf has a moderate level of tafkhim. كخلقه, again we have the lowest level of tafkhim for the qaf because it has a kasra. فتشابه الخلق عليهم. Again, we have the moderate level of tafkhim for the qaf because it has a dhamma, just like the first qaf. قل الله خالق كل شيء وهو الواحد القهار. The ha is mushaddad. We have to make sure that the timing is correct, and it is the longest. It has the longest timing compared to the letters of shidda and tawassut. Thank you, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, for listening to this segment of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the Noble Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to our program, and we are discussing the issue, or rather the verse number 40 from the 24th surah of the Holy Quran, that is Surah Nur, and we were describing a particular story that has been mentioned under it regarding this non-Muslim sea captain who was at sea, and all of a sudden his boat got surrounded by dark clouds, by thundering, you know, weather and this harsh sea, that this captain was so confused of what actually to do. While he's running up and down and trying to find a solution, he sees one of his crew members who was a Muslim, as narrated from by the story, a Pakistani Muslim, who was reading the Holy Quran at that particular moment. You know, obviously as a Muslim, he's trying to find solace in something. And there's nothing better to find solace in than in the words of the Holy Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, the sea captain asks this individual, "What are you reading? Translate it for me. And what is it that you're reading?" Coincidentally, as the story goes, the brother who was reciting Holy Quran was reciting Surah Nur and was reciting this verse. Now it's possible that this brother was a hafiz of the Holy Quran, or you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I wanted to show some of the many possibilities if the story goes. He cited this verse that, or like the manifold darkness in a deep sea that covered by waves upon waves, and the darkness of the clouds overhead, and there was just layers and layers upon them. You know, this is not the translation of the verse, but the explanation of the verse. So this now person, this captain, is taken aback. He says that this verse of the Holy Quran is explaining our situation right at this moment in time in a manner as if somebody has experienced it. In a manner that a person first hand has been on a boat like us, has been now surrounded by waves like us, has been, you know, under these dark, thick clouds like us, who's been in a situation where they cannot even see what is in front of them. It is that dark, it is that dangerous. And then this person, this captain, goes to this Pakistani brother, and within himself also, he thinks that the Holy Prophet, now it is possible that this person, being in the Southeast Asian Sea, may have come across Muslims and may know about Islam and about the Holy Prophet, that he obviously then knew that the Holy Prophet never traveled by sea. That how can the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bring about such a description like this when he never experienced it in such a profound manner, such a deep, clear and elusive manner? Therefore, this captain within himself came to the conclusion that this had to have been something that was revealed to him by a higher authority, by, as we would say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, how would he have known such a situation when he himself never experienced it? As we know, the Holy Prophet never went on a ship. The Holy Prophet never traveled on the sea. But yet, he is able to elucidate such a story like this. Anyway, as the story goes, this person then, became extremely affected by this verse of the Holy Quran and decided to become a Muslim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also impact our lives in such a manner that we are able to see the reality of the Holy Quran, the revealer of the Holy Quran, and to him who was it revealed to. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق.